Good morning. I'm Vin Abneau. New Jersey's COVID numbers continue to fall, with less than 2,000 new positive tests reported by the state on Monday. That could be in part due to few tests given during last weekend's storm, but it is encouraging news nonetheless. The rate of transmission is at 0.55, and hospitalizations also remain below 3,000. Moderna has announced that U.S. health regulators granted full approval to its COVID vaccine. The decision was bolstered by real-world evidence from the more than 200 million doses administered in the U.S. since the FDA cleared the shot in December of 2020. The FDA granted full approval of Pfizer's vaccine last August. Johnson & Johnson has not yet applied for full approval of its vaccine. Has Governor Murphy gone too far during the pandemic, instituting unreasonable mandates and regulations without input from the legislature? One Monmouth County lawmaker is convinced that he has, and is pushing a plan to limit Murphy's emergency powers.
State Senator Declan O'Scanlan has introduced a measure that would limit the duration of a state of emergency and a public health emergency in Jersey to 60 days unless extensions are authorized by the legislature.
This bill rebalances in a very reasonable way, and more in line, by the way, with how 49 other states balance power between the legislative and the executive branch.
He says we continue to have
ridiculous policies in our schools that are still being followed, and that's causing learning loss and damaging children's education.
I'm David Matthau.
A new COVID poll finds 70% of people surveyed believe that the virus is here to stay, so we should just move on with our lives. Patrick Murray of the Monmouth University Polling Institute says support for COVID safeguards like masking and social distancing is dropping.
That number is above 50%, but it was above 60% just a few months ago. Vaccine mandates for workplaces, that number is now down to 43%, 10 points lower than it was just a few months ago.
The poll also finds 50% of people are at least somewhat worried about getting sick from a new COVID variant at some point in the future. A plow driver remains suspended from his job for allegedly taking video of himself covering two Orthodox Jewish men with snow and then laughing about it. Police are urging the men to come forward and file a complaint. If they do, driver Donnie Klarman could face bias charges. The company Klarman works for says he was off duty at the time of the incident, but has been suspended pending an investigation. The video shows the men walking in Lakewood and as a wall of snow washes over them as the plow passes on by. It will be easier for military spouses who work as nurses, teachers, or in any other profession requiring licensing and certification to continue their careers while their partner is stationed at a New Jersey military base under the terms of a measure that's being reintroduced in the New Jersey legislative session.
Senator Jean Stanfield, whose 8th legislative district includes Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst, says her conversations with military spouses have made clear just how many of them have had to put their careers on hold. She doesn't think New Jersey should stand in their way any longer.
They have a license in another state. They want to come here. And at the same time, we're experiencing our own shortages in teachers and nurses and other, you know, professionals.
It makes perfect sense to extend courtesy certifications and temporary licenses to these workers, Stanfield says, as long as they continue any necessary education and continue to reside at a Jersey military base. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
The Sandbox Cafe has closed its location in Shipbottom after 20 years after losing its lease. Owner Dana DeSalvio tells the Asbury Park Press. She said their other location in Surf City will reopen as usual for the season later on in February. It may be the middle of winter, but the housing market in New Jersey is still on fire, mainly due to a lack of inventory. Edward Vespi with Diane Turton Realtors in Brick says if you're waiting around for the spring market to sell your home, you may want to pull the trigger a bit sooner than that.
If you're waiting for April, May, that's kind of a little bit of a gamble. We don't know what the demand will be then. Maybe the market has kind of burnt itself out a little as far as buyers.
Inventory is expected to increase in 2022, so are interest rates for buyers. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Tuesday.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.